Colin Bass is an English musician and a record producer. That was his voice we just heard, a quick OK and Ça Roule, that's It's Rolling, to the players surrounding him. Bass was in the middle of an extraordinary assignment in January of this year. He set up his microphones and recording equipment in a tent under the stars in the middle of the Sahara Desert to capture the sounds of the group Etran Finitawa. Their new album, The Sahara Sessions, comes out on Tuesday. Colin Bass joins us from the studios of the BBC in Bangor, Wales. Welcome to our program.
Thank you.
Tell us about this group, where they come from and what they sing about.
Yes, okay. How long have we got? Actually, Etran Finitawa, they come from Niger, next to Mali in West Africa. Etran Finitawa is a band that is made up unusually of two sets of musicians who stem from nomadic tribes. On the one side, you've got the Tuaregs, and on the other side, you've got the Wodabi. Normally, they didn't mix together because they would be rivals in the old days, when they could live their nomadic lifestyle. But they've come together because the nomadic peoples as a whole are actually threatened. Their lifestyle is threatened. All the songs are about this disappearing lifestyle, and it's a plea for tolerance, and it's a plea for the various peoples of the area to come together and live together. Lyrically, it's a very bluesy album. It's quite dramatic. It's quite dark.
Now, we'd like to play a clip of one of the group members. This is in an interview from 2008.
Mm-hmm.
Here they are.
There are three musicians that I listen to. Jimi Hendrix et Santana, Ali Farka Touré. Ça, c'est la musique que moi j'écoute toujours.
Now, he says that he listens to three musicians, and he names as his inspiration Jimi Hendrix,
Ali Farka Touré, yeah.
Santana and Ali Farka Touré, as you say, from Mali.
Yes.
Why do you think Etran Finitawa consider these people their heroes?
Well, why not? Music is an international language, and Alusha's grown up hearing cassettes of Santana or Hendrix. And
Alusha is the leader of the band.
He's the leader of the band, yes. And he recognizes a good guitarist when he hears one. You know, he's listening to, you know, the desert blues of Ali Farka Touré, and it's very much related to what Etran Finitawa are doing.
There's sort of a mixture, though, don't you think, in their music between things that sound traditional, instruments even that sound traditional, but the singing and the rhythm sounds Western to me.
Yes, well, you know, there's a lot of connections, and I think that that's the way that music develops anyway, isn't it? Because don't forget that, you know, Africa is the source for most of the rhythms that are part of popular music today. All those grooves, rock and roll, that's where it came from.
Let's play another track from the new album. This is called Bakuba. You know, at the top of that track, we heard what sounded like kids.
Yeah, they were kids. Especially in the evening, they would come over, drawn by our activities. They build a bonfire outside the tent, and they would just sit around. So we put some microphones outside and recorded them, got them to clap along on some things. And it's a kid's song anyway, Bakuba, or it's a refrain that everybody knows.
What was that percussion instrument that I could hear, that sort of clicking?
Yeah, that was, it's a calabash, a dried gourd, played with the dome side up. It's often played with just the palms and the fingers. But the guy we had playing on that, he was playing it with sticks.
Don't they also play the calabash with the palms of their hands in a bucket of water?
Oh, that's the bass drum, is the same thing. It's an upturned gourd in a larger gourd, which is a sort of a basin full of water. And it creates this sort of boom, 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 this sort of bass drum sound.
Was it a challenge, technically, to do something like that? To have microphones standing outside in the desert with a big fire and a lot of people wandering around?
Yeah, of course it was. I had to choose my microphones carefully, just in case, you know, they all got filled up with sand and I would go, oh my God, my best microphone. But it worked. I had to record the whole thing on a machine that actually I could power by batteries, because I wasn't sure that we'd actually have power. As it was, we did have this enormous battery from a lorry that we managed to drive a small generator for a while. So it kind of all worked out.
I mean, it sounds very romantic that, you know, you're in a tent in the desert and it's night and stars.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, actually. It was very, very nice. I mean, you know, and that made the atmosphere of it for the band as well. And it's something about the sound, you know, the sound inside that tent, this big leather dried skin sort of all sewn together, draped over sticks, that's all. And the sound in there was very dry, of course, and the outside, the sand is dry, the desert is dry. So you had this very dry sound that was very pleasant.
Now, in that part of the world, especially in Mali, which is next door, there have been all kinds of trouble. The festival in the desert, which is usually held in Timbuktu, was canceled because it wasn't considered safe for musicians and tourists to gather there.
Correct. Yeah.
What kind of future do you think musicians have in this part of the world? What about Etran Vinitawa?
Yeah, well, this is the tragedy, you know, is that you've got these Islamists who took over in North Mali, and Alouche feels he has a mission to carry on and get people to talk to each other and come together. That's what all the songs are about, and that's the future, isn't it? You know, you just keep fighting for what you want, and you fight with music instead of weapons. That's the best thing to do.
Colin Bass is the producer of the Sahara Sessions, the new album by Etran Vinitawa. Colin Bass, thank you very much.
Thank you. Great pleasure.
You can hear more from the Sahara Sessions at nbrmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.